This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of the group Love, the first band to record the song Hey Joe. Love claimed British bands as their influence, but their own territory was California.
It was 1966, and along the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, a social revolution was taking shape. At night, hordes of teenagers and college-age kids walked back and forth, stopping to talk, share joints, or try some moves on a member of the opposite sex. Others went dancing at Ciro's or The Trip, and in those clubs, there were only two bands that mattered. One was the Byrds, and the other was Love.
Said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. Then I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and why start to cry? There's just no getting over you.
Little Red Book was Love's first hit, the only one they didn't write. It was by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who usually provided Dionne Warwick with more sedate material. But most of Love's songs were by Arthur Lee, a complex man who was one of the very few blacks on L.A.'s rock scene in those days. He was capable of holding this ragtag bunch of musicians together by the sheer force of his personality. The song Seven and Seven Is sounds a lot more like Love. It's weird.
When I was a boy, I thought a thousand times I'd be a man. I'd sit inside a bottle and pretend that I was in a can. In my lonely room, I set my mind in an ice cream cone. You can throw me if you want, because I'm a bone.
Two hits in a row literally went to the band's head, or sometimes into its veins, and by the time Elektra went looking for a follow-up to the band's first album, Da Capo, Love was no longer performing. But Elektra felt they owed Arthur Lee. He'd turned them on to another Sunset Strip band, The Doors, and the lawyers reminded them that Arthur owed Elektra, so engineer Bruce Botnick decided to get Arthur and some studio musicians together to record. After two songs, the band was shamed into wanting to play together again. At the end of 64 and a half hours, total cost $2,257, one of the strangest records of 1967, or any other year, was done. Love Forever Changes, it was called, and it featured titles like Maybe the People Would Be the Times, or Between Clark and Hilldale, and The Good Humor Man, He Sees Everything Like This, and A House Is Not a Motel. Live and Let Live, a stunning examination of power and violence, opens with one of the most shocking lines in popular music.
Oh, the snot has caked against my pants. It has turned into crystal. There's a bluebird sitting on a branch. I guess I'll take my pistol. I've got it in my hand. Because he's on my land. And so the story ended. You know it oh so well. Oh, should you need, I'll tell you. The ending. And yes, I see you sitting on the couch. I recognize your artillery. I have seen you many times before. Once when I was in India, and I was on my land. Why can't you understand? And so the story ended. You know it oh so well. Or should you need, I'll tell you the ending.
was incendiary stuff, so much so that another line the band tossed off at the end of The Red Telephone became a rallying cry during the Sunset Strip riots. We're all normal and we want our freedom. Love made another couple of records, or rather Arthur did, but Forever Changes was really the end. Guitarist Brian McLean's little sister, Maria McKee, leads the band Lone Justice today, and Arthur still lives in L.A., but he doesn't write songs like this anymore.
Sitting on the hillside, watching all the people die.
Songs like The Red Telephone lived on, and plenty of bands now claim Love as an influence. Forever Changes is still in print. Check it out, if you dare.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.